Welcome to the Electrical Current Podcast, where you'll hear interviews with inspiring guests, discussions on important trade topics, and encouraging messages for the future of our industry's workforce. Now here's your host, Thayer Long.
Hi, everybody. This is Thayer Long, the host of the Electrical Current, and I'm very excited about today's guest. It's somebody who I think is well known throughout the industry and is the director of an organization of a very important mission in our industry. And today we're going to be talking to Chrissy Ingram, who is the executive director of the National Association of Women in Construction. Chrissy, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So Chrissy, how are you? You must be tired. You've had a busy couple weeks ago, just ended a very busy week for you, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes. So we just had our National Women in Construction Week, where we promote women in the industry across the country on a local, regional, and national level. So we had a lot going on with education sessions, networking opportunities, speakers, just tons of things going on across the country for Women in Construction Week, where we really promote the viability of the construction industry as a great career choice for women.
Chrissy, I think NAWIC, which is the acronym that you all go by, is just an amazing organization, carrying forward that really important message and having that important mission. I would love if you could take a couple minutes, if you don't mind, to sort of describe to our listeners the background of NAWIC and kind of how it came to be.
Absolutely. So we started here in Fort Worth, Texas in 1953 with 16 women who were in the industry, and they got together kind of as a support group for each other, kind of a lessons learned from each other and just that support system. In 1955, we got our national charter and started getting chapters all across the country. We are currently at 118 chapters nationwide, with about 5,800 members. We also have global affiliates at this point too. So we are just booming and growing. What started out just kind of a support group has become education, networking. These women are helping each other find job leads. And it's personal and professional with these women in this association. I'll tell you that we have a retired membership category, because whenever you retire out, you still want to stay because of the contacts that you've made in this association. It's really a great community that supports each other. They can call with questions, need advice, things like that. And then the certifications and things that come along with membership, it's just wonderful for these women.
So that's an amazing growth that you just talked about. So starting in the 1950s, so almost 70 years ago, starting out with six individuals, growing now to over almost 6,000 members, over 100 chapters. What do you think has really driven that growth, and what do you think will continue to drive the interest in NAWIC and the mission of having women in construction?
I think a lot of it is just having that network of other women. We do also, absolutely love our male allies, coworkers, employers, spouses, friends that are there to support and lift us up as well. But they have this wonderful support, and I think that we're going to continue to grow because we've really started in the last couple of years making sure that we are focused on the younger audiences, middle school, high school, college. We're making sure that we're in the trade schools, looking at apprentices, things like that, and just trying to really grow the women construction community and make sure that we're getting in at a younger age so that the younger women know of the options that they have. And so then they also have that support network within and that mentoring that is so great with our more seasoned members.
So if I were to break this down a little bit, I'm just trying to sort of think through, a little bit of I would imagine kind of what your day-to-day looks like. But, obviously you mentioned, attracting, you know, women into the industry. So you mentioned getting them younger, right? Which is what I think we're all trying to do, especially in the trades, is trying to dive deeper into the high school level, into that middle school level. It sounds like also now once they're in the industry, to kind of provide that community, that networking, and that support system. When you're going out on the recruitment side, you know, back to that for a second, what does that look like? And then what do you hear? Like, what's the response that you get from youth, from, you know, young women when you start talking to them about a career in the construction industry? Do you get just looks of disbelief? Do you get people, you know, eager faces saying, tell me more? You know, what does that look like when you're actually going out into that community?
Yes. So we have, we've done a lot of career days at schools. And then with our education foundation, we have a Block Kids event that we do at the elementary level. And then in middle and high school, we have a CAD and drafting event that we do just to get them started in that. We also have our Camp NAWICS that kind of get they can get their hands on the tools and things like that. A lot of what I'm seeing whenever I go to a career day at a school or talk to some, to the younger audiences is wide eyes, like, wow, I did not realize all of the different options within the industry. Mm-hmm. I think that it's been long since, you know, everybody thinks of construction as it's dirty, it's hard, maybe it doesn't pay well, and that's absolutely not the case. There are so many different avenues to take within the industry, and it's all very lucrative. You know, you can make a really great living, and I think these girls are like, wow, I didn't even know that was a thing. And right. So I see a lot of enthusiasm, especially, you know, you bring two or three women in with you and they're talking about their day to days and what they do, you know, in their career in the industry. And the younger audiences seem to really just be excited about the options.
Well, and let's face it, the construction industry has, I think, done a very poor job in traditionally in sort of representing itself as a career path for anyone but men. And so obviously what you're doing is you're telling the story, and you're, I think, hopefully you're being successful. And it sounds like you are dispelling a lot of the myths behind that. Right. And I'm glad that, you know, you're getting support from others. And I correct me if I'm wrong, but are you getting support from other associations and other groups that are, you know, supportive of the work that you're doing?
Yes, absolutely. We've got really great partnerships with the construction management courses and ACCE, who accredits all of the construction curriculum for our certification programs, and just really trying to make sure that we're giving the best knowledge out there so that we can set everyone up for success.
Christy, how long have you been the executive director of NAWIC?
So I've been with NAWIC for 11 years. I've been the executive director for 3.
Awesome. So in your time, you maybe either in the industry or with NAWIC, have you seen a shift a little bit, or has it gotten easier when you're going out and you know, telling the story about construction to that younger audience? Has there been any change, I guess, in kind of either how you're received or how your message is received, you know, since, you know, that you've been able to observe?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of where I see a difference from the beginning of my 11 years here to now is with technology mm-hmm. booming and changing so much, and so many things in the field turning to technology, that sparks a lot of interest as well. So that is one trend that has really done well for the construction industry. I wish that it could, you know, go a little faster, because it really sparks a lot of interest. I've seen a lot of girls who, I think now we've gotten to a society where we're telling our girls, you can do anything, you can be anything. There's not a, this is a man's job, this is a woman's job. And so I think that is helping a lot open those doors where they know I can do this no matter what gender I am. Right.
No, that's 100%. And, you know, frankly, we're going to, I think the construction industry is going to need, you know, as many people, as many individuals, right, as we can get to come into our industry, right? I mean, I think that's critical. It's an important message. And the technology piece is interesting because it sounds like, from your perspective, the construction industry is a very technical industry. So, you know, software architectural programs are becoming much more technological in nature. And it sounds like you're able to successfully carry that message into the younger group that, you know, whereas everyone wants to go work in tech nowadays, although maybe not so much anymore. I don't know. Cause that they haven't barely, you know, there's been a lot of hurt over there as of late, but you know, like everyone always wants to go into the quote the technical industry, but construction is actually quite technical when you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen in the last few years, I've seen so many really cool like software packages that show you 3D. You haven't broken ground, but you can see your entire building in 3D and walk through the rooms before you've ever even broke ground on it. Last week, I was looking at an excavator that was remote control. I mean, there's just some really neat things out there, and it interests the younger crowd. Absolutely. I've seen so many more young women come into, architecture and things like that. It's been really amazing to watch.
Well, that's great. Well, and I know a lot of that success is built, you know, on and through all the work that you're doing. So when you are able to attract this generation now into the construction industry, and now that they're in it, shifting gears here, it sounds like you're an extraordinarily valuable community for that group now to help with education and mentoring. Do you offer a mentoring program, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, we do.
So really providing that support network. And so what are you seeing there? And, you know, when women are now coming into the construction industry, obviously we all hope they're being welcomed with open arms, but are there certain challenges that women have in the construction industry that you're able to help address and help provide support? And if so, what are those challenges, and what does our audience really need to understand about that?
Okay. The two biggest challenges whenever I'm talking to my membership is, one is workforce, of course, is just having the bodies, the skilled labor to do the work. And that's where we need, you know, men and women joining this industry as much as possible. That, and also just from a woman's perspective, and it's getting better. I see it getting better, but it's that being taken seriously. Like, you know, if you're standing there, a man is standing and a woman is standing on the same job site, usually they're going to look towards the man to ask the questions, when the female may be the one that has all the answers. So I think it's going in with that confidence of, I belong here. This is where I need to be. I know what I'm doing, you know, and having that confidence to get that respect and that, you know, the confidence from them that you know what you're doing and you can do the job. So I think that is, like, it just takes a little longer for a woman to get there. She can get there. Absolutely. It just takes her a little bit longer. And I think that can be a little bit of a frustration, but, with this network of women, you know, and they have monthly meetings where they can all sit around. It's like, learn from each other. You know, here's what's going on in my place and here's how I handled it, or, you know, things like that, where they can really learn from each other the best way to keep that positivity, keep that confidence, and just take that little bit of extra time that it's going to take to get that real respect from your coworkers.
And do you think it's getting better?
Absolutely, I do. Absolutely.
That's good. And that's based on what you've seen in your experience in the industry. But we still have a ways to go, I'm assuming, unfortunately.
Absolutely. And we're trying to, you know, in NAWIC, we're trying to make sure that we're, with our mentoring and our networking, that we're going into the schools and talking to these females. Like, we've got an apprenticeship and a student membership that's very highly discounted, because we want to get them in and get them that network. It's really It's a win for that student or apprentice. It's a win for the industry, right? To get them brought up into this and give them that confidence going in. So I think with that, and we also have, you know, trying to get that younger audience in. We've got scholarship program where we give scholarships to male and female students to get them trained in the industry. And then we have our education foundation where we have certifications that you can get directly through us in the industry. So just really trying to give the tools to get that confidence. And I really have seen it make a difference in the last few years.
So what can the industry do better, right? And I want to try to help express to our audience is I think you know sometimes people need to be more self-aware, right? Of and maybe how they're interacting and how they're presenting themselves and how they're treating others. And so, you know, if there were a couple of things that you could share with our audience to say, hey, listen, as a industry, you know, kind of writ large here, this is what we need to be aware of, or this is what we need to do better, or you know, this is how you can be better in engaging with your employees, regardless of gender. What would you say are a few things based on your observations and what you're hearing from, you know, your members that we can do a better job of?
Absolutely. Kind of in marketing the construction industry as a whole. So that positivity and kind of teaching people in a welcoming way, you know, here's what we have, here's what we're doing, kind of sharing experiences and taking away that stigma of construction being this hard, dirty job and making sure that people understand, hey, this is, you know, teaching, it's education, right? This is what the industry really is. And it's a positive, it's that whole marketing and that perception so that whenever, you know, when I was a child, our parents were, you know, you're a girl, you need to go and be a nurse or a teacher, you know. And so now I think if we get that perception changed of how construction looks, that then parents are saying, hey, did you ever think about being a civil engineer or an architect or something like that? Because that is going to do so much for this industry is just the way we market ourselves.
Right. And then once they come into the industry, how can the industry, and I think in particular, I'm going to, you know, talk about my male counterparts here. What can they and should be doing better in themselves as women are coming into their companies and, or, you know, they're working with women owned businesses. What can we do a better job of doing?
Okay. Some men are doing, they're great. They're doing it perfectly. But others, I think if they can just step back and be more welcoming, understand that these women are nervous and they need that little extra bit of support and make sure that they are bringing women in, encouraging them, letting them do their job, letting them prove themselves and not making it a hard situation. I mean, I don't think we're in those days where, you know, it's cat calls and things like that. It's just the, oh, she's a girl, so she doesn't really know. And so I think it's just providing that support. If our male counterparts can provide that support of here she is, she knows what she's doing, let's let her go, right? And provide that for us.
Are you seeing companies being more strategic in reaching out into different communities, whether or not it's, you know, I guess just call them underrepresented communities right now in the construction industry, are more and more companies developing programs and being more deliberate in going out and reaching those communities?
Absolutely. And I've seen more and more companies over the last, say, 2 years, whether it's at an event that we're doing locally, you know, a networking event or a build or something that we're doing locally, or even whenever I'm, you know, exhibiting at a show, I have a men coming up to me and business owners coming up to me and they're like, we started a women's group within our company. We're trying to provide that support. Thank you so much for existing. How can we work together? And actually joining the conversation and wanting to know from our members and setting up these groups and these focus groups to really drill down and get in there and help and show that they are a supportive company. And that's happening more and more.
Well, that's wonderful. And it sounds like, I don't want to misrepresent what you just said, but is that something NAWIC can help companies do, is kind of put together a more of a thoughtful and strategic plan about bringing women into their companies?
Absolutely. Awesome. Yeah, we love to work with companies to kind of give them the insight of what, you know, from the inside, what we're seeing and what we're feeling, and help them to design those programs within their companies. So we love for companies to reach out to us and partner.
That's amazing. What data do you have, or do you track any that sort of tells a story about the ability to, you know, to pull more women into the construction industry? Have you been able to track data with regards to the participation rate of women in the industry?
We're actually working on that right now, and we're working on a white paper with our DE&I group to help figure all of that out and where we're still lacking, where we've grown, where we're still lacking, what we need to do, you know, in the short and long term to really get that started. So we're actually working on that data right now.
Oh, awesome. Okay. So that is something that you're doing. What, you know, Chrissy, what, you've been at this 11 years, and what did you do before you came to NAWIC?
I was in the for-profit world. I worked at a bank, actually.
All right. There you go. Well, that's good. So what is, like, when you decide, you know, and I know this is a long time for you, but when you decide to sort of hang it up and kind of move on to your next chapter, like, what do you want to look back and say, this is kind of what success looked like for you personally in regards to NAWIC? Like, what does that look like for you? What is ultimate success for you and NAWIC look like?
Definitely the growth in the industry, women and men. So that growth of and perception, with that becoming more positive, that would be success to me. Also, like, I love to get, I'll get a letter in the mail or I'll get a quick email, and it's a student who has gotten a scholarship from us, and they're telling me, you know, thank you so much, this helped me, and here's what I'm doing now. You know, here's what I'm doing in the industry that helped catapult me to. So those kind of things, though, their success stories make me feel successful.
Well, that's awesome.
What I'm doing with me.
That's awesome, Chrissy. So tell me, I know it doesn't stop with Women in Construction Week. So what else do you guys have in store for the rest of the year, and how can people find out more about NAWIC and get involved?
Wonderful. Absolutely. So our website, www.nawic.org, so NAWIC.org. We have all of the information there for our upcoming events. We do a minimum of 2 webinars per month, educational webinars, whether it be, you know, it might be a soft skill or it might be safety or blueprint reading, something like that. Those are all online that people can join us. We also, on a region level, we are split into 8 regions across the country to, you know, make it manageable when we do these smaller conferences that are 2 or 3 days. We'll do, each region will do one in the spring and in the fall, and they'll have networking events, education sessions and workshops and speakers, things like that. Those are all coming up for their spring forums in April and May. Those are all on our website. And then every year in August, we have a big national conference. So this year we're going to be in Portland, Oregon in August, and we are starting at the beginning of the week with, we've got 3 different certification programs going on. We've got a golf tournament. We've got then 4 days of workshops, education sessions, lots of time to network with each other. It's really it's an exhausting yet exhilarating and very productive week for us. And that's all on our website as well.
Well, that's great, Chrissy. So lots of ways to learn more about NAWIC, lots of ways to get involved, lots of ways, hopefully, for some of our industry partners to, I'm sure, support NAWIC, right? That's always, I would assume, a valuable thing for you is to partner up with different companies. So,
absolutely.
Well, listen, Chrissy, I really, really appreciate your time today. I think you provided our listeners with some really great perspectives about not just about NAWIC, but just about women in construction, what we can do better, and also some of the successes that you've had. And I wish you luck with continuing success. And I know the IEC looks forward to continuing to work with NAWIC and supporting your mission.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chrissy.